Good evening. Welcome to the regular monthly meeting of the City of Atlanta Board of Ethics. The board is an independent, citizen-nominated board that works to ensure honesty, integrity, accountability, and trust in city government. The board administers and enforces the Code of Ethics by interpreting the city's ethical standards, administering the financial disclosure program, investigating ethics complaints, and determining if ethics violations have occurred. The board meets every third Thursday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. in City Council Committee Room 1. Ethics questions or complaints may be submitted via email to ethicsofficer@atlantaga.gov or by phone at 404-330-6286. The board is composed of seven city residents nominated by various public interest groups and confirmed by the City Council to serve a three-year term of office. All board members are community volunteers who receive no pay for their service. We do have one vacant position, but otherwise we have to my right is Nicola Hines, nominated by the League of Women Voters. To my immediate left, Jessica Stern, nominated by the Atlanta Bar Association, who also serves as vice chair of the board. To my far left, Todd Gray, nominated by the Atlanta Business League. And to my immediate right, Jerry Newmark, nominated by the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board. My name is Kate Wash. I was nominated by the six major universities. Assisting the board is Ethics Officer Debu Sangova, who is seated to my far right, just ahead of Carlos Santiago, who is our Associate Ethics Officer. A quorum is present tonight. Let us begin with the first order of business, which is, as always, a review and adoption of the meetings of the minutes of the previous meeting, which was on February 15th.
I move that we adopt the last meeting's minutes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The minutes are adopted as presented. Next item is financial disclosure. So a report on the 2018 filing season, at least so far.
Jerry Dawson.
That will be Ms. Dawson. Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. This evening, I will give you an updated briefing on the 2018 financial disclosure filing season year to date. Currently, as of 2 o'clock this afternoon, we have a total of 2,865 required filers for this year. Out of those 2,865, we have 2,508 employees that are required to file and 357 board members. As of today, also, we have a timely filing. People that have filed currently is 1,614. And we have 1,251 that are still remaining that needs to file. We have a 56.3% filing rate, which is comparable to last year at 56.9%. But we did have less filers last year than we have this year. As far as an overview of what we've done year to date, we currently continue to handle customer service calls and walk-ins as needed. The public search tool is up and working, and people can search by name, department, or filer's name. By date, department, or filer's name. And department filing officer can perform these searches when they need to check to see if they have their filers have filed their forms up to date. The update is due to the new electronic filing system that was scheduled to launch, it wasn't ready this year, so we have negotiated a one-year contract with our existing developer to manage the current filing system. The login process still remains the same for the returning users, and new users are prompt to set up a password and security question and answers for all new users. The reporting tool is working adequately, and we are able to pull all the necessary reports that we need in a timely manner. And also for this year, we continue to work and give support to our departments and board liaisons as needed. And new this year, we are trying to send out reminder emails a lot more frequently than we did last year. We are trying to do maybe twice a week. And then I guess as the last filing days, as the filing deadline approaches, we'll send them out probably every day or every other day, something like that. Lastly, I need to announce that we're scheduled to hold our annual e-file day on this Monday coming up, May the 19th, and it will be held in the City Hall atrium downstairs on the first floor. The challenges we faced this year were very few. We encountered maybe one error where we did have someone that had a problem logging in, but our developer was very responsive, so he immediately fixed the problem. And some key dates that I need to mention is March the 14th, which was yesterday. We did send out status update reports to all the liaisons. The filing deadline is approaching on April the 2nd. The grace period will end on April the 16th, and fines will begin on April the 17th. We have scheduled our 2018 Transparent Diamond Award for May the 17th. And also something else I would like to mention as far as upcoming dates. March the 21st, we will be sending out reminder postcards to all of the non-filers. April the 2nd, I will send out a reminder email that's the last day to file to reach the deadline filing. And April the 16th, I will send out another reminder email that's the last day to send out, I'm sorry, the last day to file without incurring any fines on April the 16th. Okay. Are there any questions?
No questions, just a comment. You can save the postage for my postcard. I will make sure to file it tonight. So, save the postage.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Ms. Dawson. All right. Next, the Ethics Officer's Report.
All right. Ready? Good evening, members of the board. We have this has been a busy month. As Sherry talked to you, Ms. Dawson talked to you about financial disclosure. This is the time when we eat, breathe, and sleep financial disclosure. But let me just point out a few things from the report, which is behind tab 3 of your folder. In terms of one of the things that bring to your attention under operations, we are working, and I think I discussed that before, we are working on our ethics study, which on best practices as it relates to persons or entities who may be doing or seeking business with the city. And this was at the request of council. So we are working on that actively and hope to have some really good results in the next month or two, and that will be presented to Committee on Council. However, we will share our study with you prior to that time. And we are making good progress with that. And I think it's something that's really important in the times we're in. As far as training, I'd point out to bring to your attention that Mr. Santiago did prepare and present at the inaugural ATL Behind the Scenes. So this was a session for airport vendors and contractors that we were invited to attend. And I really got some great feedback from that session. And we've been asked to return for another session in a few weeks. Is that right? I think sometime in April. And I think it's important for ethics, for our office to have a presence at the airport. One of the things I've talked about is setting up some training in the future. But I'm happy that we're starting at least with the vendors and contractors. As far as our public education outreach, we are working on revamping our ethics materials. That's one of our key goals. And hopefully to get that done before the new fiscal year. And now under financial disclosure, I think Sherry provided all the information to you in terms of the process. I think we continue to fine-tune the process, make it even better than it's been in years. and we are, and that to me, the less complaints we get, I think we're doing a good job. And we're also doing a good job at filtering persons that need to file and persons that are not required to file. I think one of the things from changing the code back a couple of years ago that did help to streamline the process and identify people that should be filing. As far as our new e-file system, we were not unfortunately ready to have that ready for this filing season, but I'd rather it be ready, not rushed. But we do anticipate that will be ready by the summer, and we expect to do a soft launch of that. All right, so do you have any questions in regards to this report?
No questions. Thank you. That was good. I'm glad we're going to have a new system for next year. All right. Anything further, Ms. Singo?
I can go right, just a brief budget in terms of.
If you don't mind, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
As far as our FY18, we're spending as scheduled, as budgeted, moving along with projects that we need to budget for, and I'm sure we will you spend all the expenditures that we need before the end of this budget year. Going right into FY19, we are preparing, of course, for FY19. We're actually beginning to go through the budget development process. We're working with our contact in the Department of Finance. Sherry and I are working closely on that process, and I will keep you apprised in terms of our final numbers and have that discussion with you. There's one other thing I did want to bring up while I'm bringing up my report. I know from the, and this is just a status from the last meeting. This was the February 15th meeting, which I was not present, where Robbie Cobain appeared before the board. So I did have an opportunity to go back and review her remarks as well as what was presented to the board. As far as based on the review of the information that she provided to the board, the matters raised are outside the board's jurisdiction. I did look at this in length. The actual committee that she needs to, and I will send her a letter advising her of that, she needs to bring her concerns to the Community Development and Human Services that CDHS, is where she needs to take those concerns to, and I will send her a letter to that effect.
Thank you for getting back to Ms. Cobain and for letting us know how that's going to go. Any further questions from Ms. Zangova? All right, thank you. We also have a personnel matter to discuss this evening. In order to do that, we need to go into executive session, and may I have a motion to do that? Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do we have another room, or do we just go off camera? We are in executive session.
I move that we now move out of executive session.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. All right, so we are back in regular session. We had an executive session to discuss a personnel matter, and we are, I guess, going to go ahead and take action on that. Nikki?
I move that we make a motion to increase Ms. Sangova's salary per her request on March 7th.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I'm also in favor. And I do want to say that, Ms. Sangova, over the past year, I have been extremely impressed with your performance. I am very pleased with both the shape of the office, the personnel that you have hired, the personnel you have trained and promoted. And I'm really happy that you're still with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. I don't think we could have done it without the support of the board. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. I think that's it. Are there any public comments? Ms. Coban, you are the only member of the public who wishes to speak, so please come forward. Your public comments are normally limited to 2 minutes per person. I don't know if you were here when Ms. Sangova actually addressed your appearance at the previous meeting.
I don't believe she was, so she just walked in.
Okay.
Apologies. Do you mean previous meeting today or some other previous meeting?
No, you were here at our previous, the last meeting of the Board of Ethics.
Yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure who you were. I didn't know.
I'm the ethics officer. I wasn't here at the February 15th meeting. Mr. Santiago was here on my behalf.
So there was an adjustment of that?
Today.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right, yeah,
so
I'm
no,
sorry.
I wasn't here. I apologize. I have a regular job, and I don't know what you said, so.
It was just earlier during this meeting, and it may be useful, Ms. Sangova, if we just go ahead and address with Ms. Coban what the decision was.
No problem. So I was, Ms. Coban, my name is Jebu Sangova, and I am the ethics officer for the City of Atlanta. You did appear before the board on February 15th, correct?
Correct. Okay. I actually came to follow up because the emails that I submitted, there was never a response, and I had offered supplemental information as well as personally meeting, but so I didn't know what was going on, so that's why I came today.
Well, actually, I reviewed the meeting from the February. I went back and reviewed the February 15th meeting, and
that's great.
To review all the information that you did. We are aware of the emails you sent, as well as the fact that you did appear before the board.
Okay.
However, based on I did review thoroughly all the information you presented, as well as the emails. And the matters that you raised are outside the Board of Ethics, the jurisdiction of the Board of Ethics. And so really you need to reach out to the Community Development and Human Services, to that committee.
Okay.
Because all the concerns you raised are really under the purview of that committee and not of this board.
I guess I'm confused because I had advised at the last meeting that there were multiple issues beyond what I actually submitted, and that I was happy to come in and speak to explain what I did submit, but without any correspondence at all, I'm not sure how that was actually thorough and appropriately decided.
I'm happy to speak with you, but
okay.
Again, I did review all the emails that you sent, as well as I went back and reviewed the meeting. I watched the meeting, and as well as we looked at the notes, and there is nothing that falls under the jurisdiction of the ethics code.
Yes, ma'am. I hear what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
But again, that day at the last meeting, I advised that there was supplemental information and that it might be difficult to decipher the information that I submitted, and that it was actually limited because there were so many instances. And I was hoping to hear back from your committee so that my offer to meet and explain anything so we could be thorough, diligent, and ensure with our new administration that ethics, transparency, and things in our city government were followed. So I'm happy to provide my time to you, ma'am. Congratulations on the raise. That's wonderful. My calendar is in front of me. I'm happy to do that. If that's helpful, I would hope that that would be useful.
Sure. Ms. Coleman, we are equally as interested in ensuring the transparency.
Would you please advise, because I'm helping the friends at home who are watching, who you are, ma'am, with your...
Sure.
Thank you.
My name is Jessica Stern. I'm the vice chair of this board.
Thank you.
And we appreciate your interest in transparency and ethics in the city of Atlanta. And, of course, we're here because of our commitment to that as well. I think in order for us to be able to consider anything, it has to be brought before the board, and the ethics officer has reviewed what was submitted to the office, and I would imagine that anything else that's submitted would be given equal diligence and review. And so if there's another request that is submitted to the board or to the office, that will be reviewed in turn.
Apologies. There's no different request. The last meeting, it's in the notes. I was very clear. I submitted what I could. I had a limited time to speak. I stated that, and I said that there was supplemental information, and I offered my time on a volunteer basis, not on a paid basis as a board member.
We're not paid.
I understand. I understand that there was a discussion of a raise here, so I'm just suggesting that.
All right, Ms. Coban, let me do this, okay? It sounds like what you want to do is meet with Ms. Sengova, who's the ethics officer.
Could you please advise who you are for our...
My name is Kate Walsh. I'm the chair of the Board of Ethics.
Thank you.
I have a name tag in front of me.
Nobody can see that. I can't even see it from where I'm standing.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that while you had an opportunity to present at the February 15 meeting, you feel that that was inadequate for you to make your case, that you have something that comes within our jurisdiction. Ms. Sengova has agreed to meet with you. I think it makes sense for the two of you to do that offline so we can close out this meeting, and you and Ms. Sengova can consult your respective calendars and come up with a time that works for you both.
Great. Do you think that can happen within the next 30 days?
That's fine. We can do that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Coban.
You're welcome.
All right. Anything further for the board this evening? All right.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Our next meeting, I'm sorry, will be the Transparent Diamond Awards ceremony, which will be Thursday, May 17th. At 5 o'clock rather than 6, and then it will be followed by our normal meeting at 6 o'clock here in committee room number 1. And with that concluded, is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, thank you. The Board of Ethics meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Get this many black people eating at a soul food place at one time. It's some good food. Because everybody in here can cook this food. You get what I mean? On any given day, you'll see any one of Atlanta's more prominent people coming to eat here. If your city councilman has done something to aggravate you, you'll probably bump into him and give him a piece of your mind here.